Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 2 Samuel chapter 18. And we're in a section, verses 19 through 32, that is dominated by the idea of good news. One pastor has said that the word that was used to announce good news is used some 30 times in all of the Old Testament, and 9 of those 30 are used within this section of Scripture. You can see it in verses 19, 22, 25, and 26, and 27, and verse 31. Well, somebody has to tell the king, King David, the news that Absalom is now dead, and Zadok the priest has a son who is eager to spread this news. But Joab is not too keen on this idea because Joab remembers how David responded in the past when news was brought to him concerning Saul's death and concerning Ishbosheth's death. David had the messenger executed. Although the circumstances were different in each of those cases, this is what has stuck out to Joab. David kills the messenger. Plus, Zadok's son, Ahimaaz, there was no prize being handed out for this. So Joab assigns a Cushite to be the one to carry the news to David. After all, who really cares if a Cushite is executed? So Joab sends off the Cushite, who takes off running to where David was staying. But Ahimaaz insists that he will go as well. And since the Cushite had a head start, Joab didn't think it would be that big of a deal if Ahimaaz went as well, knowing full well that the Cushite would arrive first to David and would have already told him the news of Absalom's death. Well, wouldn't you know it, Ahimaaz is some kind of track star, and he ends up beating the Cushite to David's location. And Ahimaaz shares the news. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against my lord the king. This is good news. This is great news. The kingdom has been rescued from the threat. The kingdom is intact. The kingdom is safe. But it's as if David never heard those words. His only concern was Absalom. Was Absalom treated gently? Is it well with him? Well, Ahimaaz couldn't bring himself to tell David that part of the news. Ahimaaz shuffles his feet, he kicks the dirt, and he says, you know, there was some type of dust-up that involved Absalom, but I'm not really sure of all the details of it. And so right on his heels, the Cushite shows up, and he says, good news for the Lord, the king. The Lord has delivered you this day from the hand of all who raise up against you. Once again, good news. Great news. The kingdom has not fallen into corrupt hands. The enemy has been delivered over to God to receive justice. But once again, David is only concerned about one thing, and that is Absalom. Is he safe? Is he okay? Is he secure? Well, the Cushite is brave enough to tell King David that his son has been handed over to God. And he does so in an ever politically correct way. And upon hearing this, David moves up the stairs into the watchman's chamber, and he weeps and weeps and weeps. Oh, my son Absalom, my son, would I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son. David wished that he had died instead of receiving mercy from the Lord that he did. David wept and wept after hearing of Absalom's death, which is the exact opposite of what he did in chapter 12, where upon hearing of another son's death, he washed his face and he broke his fast. Well, at this point, Joab confronts David and makes him face the people in order to restore their confidence because David was grieving to a point that it made the people of Israel ashamed of what they had done in the war. They returned to the city with heads down, shuffling their feet like they had lost, even though it really was a victory. As Joab says in this text to David, you love those who hate you, and you hate those who love you. So what's going on here? Is it wrong that David is grieving? No, I don't think it's wrong. Is David grieving in a sinful way? Yes, I believe he is. And this is what we will dive into next week. As you pray today, please remember Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Sumwa Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.